There are four priorities that you need to stop prioritizing right now because they are robbing you of your ability to actually prioritize and follow through with the things that are most important to you. These four priority thieves are making it very difficult to log off and stay off, to be unplugged at the end of the workday and be present when you're with your family, and to actually get through your to-do list. In today's episode, I am covering each of these priority thieves and showing you how they are stealing your time and making it difficult to experience the ambitious and balanced life that you want. You ready? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms Podcast, your go-to resource for integrating your career ambitions with life as a mom. I'm distilling down thousands of coaching conversations I've had with working moms just like you, along with my own personal experience as a mom of two, and sharing the most effective tools and strategies to help you quickly feel calm, confident, and in control of your ambitious working mom life. You ready? Let's get to it. Hello, working moms. Happy Monday. Today, we're going to build off of what we talked about last week on the podcast, which was about the process of prioritization. Because I've been thinking a lot about how effective prioritization really is as a tool that unlocks balance. Like if someone came to me and said, I want to figure out how to have more work-life balance, I would then say to them, you need to learn the art of effective prioritization. Like that's the solution. But the word effective is what's really important here. Effective prioritization is not just learning how to prioritize, it is learning how to keep to your priorities no matter what. Just like we talked about on the podcast last week, that is actually the hardest part. You need to learn how to overcome the urge to check your email or to stay on your team's messaging when you're trying to work on some other project that you have deemed important. You need to learn how to not be overprepared and be okay giving yourself a contained amount of time to work on a presentation or to prepare for a meeting and overcome that urge to keep tweaking and perfecting and preparing. When your brain starts thinking about all the things that it didn't get done today at work, you need to learn how to overcome that really strong desire to log back on and just, you know, do a couple more things before you go to sleep tonight. You need to learn how to be able to walk out the door and get your nails done or go see that friend or go to your yoga class, even when your toddler is having a complete and total meltdown. Effective prioritization is not just learning the process on how to decide your priorities, it is also having the skill set and the tools to stick with them, the hardest part. And if you've been following along, you know that I have just recently opened the doors to enrollment into my new group coaching program, Ambitious and Balanced. And that is where you are going to learn exactly this. I'm going to walk you through a process of learning how to prioritize all of your competing tasks that you have on your plate right now. And I'm going to offer to you and teach you about a dozen different tools on how to keep to those priorities. You're going to learn the process in the first week of the program, and then we're going to spend the rest of our 3 months together essentially implementing, tweaking, learning, and you're going to get support from me all along the way. By the end of our 3 months together, you will have a priorities first calendar and a complete toolkit that you can draw on to make sure that you hold to those priorities and the things that matter most to you always. Enrollment has opened, but I'm only taking 10 amazing women. And because I'm really limiting this group, this cohort, in order for you to get in, you actually have to schedule a 30-minute consultation call with me so we can make sure you're a good fit. I've already had some amazing women reach out and start going through this process. And one question that has come up a couple of times is this more like a self-paced course or is it a coaching experience? I want to make sure you understand that this is not a course. Although I'm going to be teaching you the process of prioritization, I'm going to teach you the tools on how to keep to your priorities. You're going to get a printed workbook in the mail. You'll have access online to get to those tools to learn that. And I'm going to be teaching you that process. You'll have it in workbook form. I'll also be teaching it live. But we're going to also then be meeting every single week for 1 hour a week to coach, to evaluate what's working, what's not working, working for you to tweak to make sure that you can get to the next week and get even better at holding to your priorities. So you are not going to be simply taught a process and then like sent out into the ethers to do it on your own. That is not what we're about here. That's more like a program where you're going through like a self-paced course. None of that. This is a structured group, and I'm going to be walking you through the process all along the way, helping you make decisions, helping you stick to those decisions, and working with you on actually learning how to implement those decisions that you make and perfecting the process over 3 months. So if you are interested in being one of those 10, you can go to the show notes, click on the link to get more information and to sign up for that 30-minute consultation call. Or you can just go to my website, if that's easier for you to remember, RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com, and then click on group coaching. Okay, so let's build off of what we talked about last week. I'm so fired up to talk about this because it just like came to me like a light bulb, literally, as I was sitting there going, oh my gosh, everybody needs to know about this. And I'm going to do a podcast episode on it. So last week, you learned the process of prioritization. And today, I want to talk to you about the 4 top priorities that most of you probably don't even realize that you're prioritizing that actually rob you of your opportunity to stick to your decided priorities. There are 4 very, very common priority thieves. That's what we're going to call them today. Priority thieves, if you will. And I want to talk about each of them here so that you can ultimately self-identify if one of these is your problem that's like holding you back from being able to prioritize and manage your time in the way that you want, and what then ultimately would keep you from experiencing that ambitious and balanced life that you want. Now, I titled this podcast, Top 4 Time Management Mistakes. And I want to take a moment and tell you why I titled it that way. Because we're talking about priorities that you actually don't really want to be prioritizing because it's taking away from the things that are in fact most important to you. But I put it under this umbrella of time management because work-life balance and prioritization, these things are really about your time, right? It's about you spending time on the things that matter most to you, your priorities, your goals, your values, the things that you hold dear. It's about making sure that you're living life in the way that you want to and you're putting your best time and best energy to the things that really matter to you. Now, for me, I personally, when you're doing this well, I personally call this work-life balance, right? It's about learning how to spend your time and energy on the things that matter most. It is a foundation of a balanced life. It's truly all about your time. And that makes sense. When most people think about work-life balance, if you were to just do a Google search on work-life balance or even read books on work-life balance, what most people are going to start talking about are time management strategies because these are the things that go hand in hand, okay? So these 4 priority thieves that we're going to talk about today, these are the top 4 things that you're actually focusing on that don't matter to you and they're essentially robbing you of your time and your energy. Okay, make sense? All right, so let's talk about the first one. Being on time. Okay, no, I know some of you probably just cringed right now because you are definitely someone that hyper-focuses on being on time. I'm the first one to admit it. It's me, okay? Being on time is essentially the same to me as being sort of reliable and being dependable, right? Someone that is reliable and dependable in my mind is somebody that tends to be on time. And of course, there's other things that go into being somebody that is reliable and dependable, but being on time is like a big piece of that, right? Being where you say you're going to be and executing in the way you say you're going to execute. Now, there's nothing wrong with being someone that wants to be on time. However, being on time is often in direct conflict with other priorities. The most common is being a connected and present mom. Connection and presence are the 2 most common words that I hear working moms use when they talk about the kind of mom that they want to be. They wanted to be a connected mom. They want to be a present mom. I have never once heard someone say they want to be an on-time mom. And yet, how often do you hurry your kids out the door in the morning to get to daycare or school? How often do you feel rushed and the urgency to be somewhere? And so you say things like, come on, come on, come on, we got to get going. Stop playing. It's time to get out the door. Come on, drop your Legos. We got to go. I basically just repeated what I say to my kids all of the time. I am 100% somebody that has struggled with this. It is when I am able to drop the agenda of being on time or drop that priority of being on time, I truly meet my kids where they're at in their resistance to get going. And then I feel the most connected as a mom. Where I feel the most proud of how I show up is when I drop the priority of needing to be on time. Let me give you an example of just literally yesterday. My son needed to get ready for soccer because right now we have one of those schedules where we have back-to-back-to-back things going on like 4 days a week. He gets home. He needs to immediately get dressed for soccer. He needs to work on his homework. We need to make dinner, eat dinner, clean up dinner, and then head out the door. And it's all within about a matter of an hour. Okay. So my husband and I are starting to get on him to get dressed for dinner, right? Come on, bud. You got to get to your room right now. You need to get dressed for soccer. You got to get dressed so we can eat and we can be on time. But of course, he kind of ignores us. Or what actually happened is at one point, he ignored us, but then he finally went to his room. And so I go to his room to check on him a couple of minutes later, and he's just like sitting on the floor doing Legos in his clothes, right? And I could hear my husband getting really annoyed at him, right? He's 7 years old. We both know that he's very capable of getting himself ready and out the door for soccer. So I had a choice to make in this moment. I could prioritize getting him ready so we can ensure he's on time, or I could drop that priority altogether and just prioritize being present with him. And because I am very aware of these priorities and the conflict between them and the things that I want to prioritize, in this case, being the kind of mom that I want to be and the kinds of priorities I don't want to prioritize, like being on time, I was able to very quickly sort of drop the priority of being on time, overcome that urge to kind of push him to get dressed so we can all be on time. And instead, I went into his room, I closed the door, and I sat down with him and I said, "Hey, bud, can I play Legos with you?" And you could just feel his whole energy shift in that moment, right? The tenseness that he was experiencing and being pushed and the resistance that he was feeling, he just dropped it in that moment. And he quickly got a Lego bin and some directions. He was like, "You make this, I'm going to make this." And we played for just a couple of minutes. And I was like, "Hey, buddy, I really love playing with Legos with you. I'm gonna have Dad give us a 5-minute call when it's 5 minutes before we have to eat dinner. And at that point, I'm going to need you to stop playing Legos and together I'm going to help you get dressed. Is that a deal?" And immediately he was like, "Yep, totally." And so we got right back into playing. Maybe another 5 to 7 minutes go by and my husband gives us the 5-minute warning. And I'm like, "Hey, buddy, there's the warning. It's time to get dressed for soccer." Immediately he just drops his Legos and he starts taking off his clothes, letting me get himself dressed. We were all on time for soccer. We all had dinner. He was dressed. He was prepared. We were out the door. Because I prioritized connection and presence instead of promptness. Here's something that amazes me. It really shouldn't amaze me anymore because I see this time and time again. But when you don't prioritize being on time and you focus instead on other priorities, amazingly, you're usually on time. Both priorities get met. It is rare that when I have prioritized being connected and present with my kids, that we are actually late for school or soccer or I'm late to work or whatever it is. Now, we could also talk about this as it relates to work as well, like valuing being on time to every meeting and so forth, oftentimes probably gets in the way of you being a connected and present manager or leader. Right? I promise you will always feel better about yourself as a leader and as a manager at work, and even as a human being, when you prioritize being connected and present instead of being on time. Prioritizing being on time is truly robbing you of your priorities. It is not the most important thing. The second priority thief is preparedness. Now, we talked about this in the last episode, and I mentioned that I did a whole other episode on this, which I call the 75-25 rule. So I'll link to that in the show notes. So I'm not going to go too far into this, but the priority of being 100% prepared is robbing you of your actual priorities. When your brain thinks that you need to be 100% prepared for a meeting or a presentation or a workshop or a training or a client conversation, whatever it is, you will always spend more time preparing than is actually necessary. My client said to me recently, but I've heard that you could never really spend too much time preparing. And I've heard that theory myself, but I think it's 100% wrong. You have a finite amount of time in your day to get all the things done and show up in the way that you want to, You have a lot of time that you need to do a lot of different things with. And the idea of being 100% prepared is subjective, meaning that there's never going to be a time that you actually arrive at a place of being 100% prepared, right? Because preparedness, feeling prepared, is just that. It's a feeling. What you really want in being 100% prepared is a feeling of calmness, of groundedness, of confidence. And your brain thinks that if you spend more time preparing, as much time as you can, really, looking over your notes, tweaking your slides, jotting down your thoughts, if you spend more time doing that, then you are more likely to feel that internal sense of calmness and confidence. But there is no amount of preparation that actually creates those feelings, because your feelings come from the way you think, right? It is the way you are thinking about how much you've prepared, how much you know, your thoughts about your own expertise, your own experience, your own abilities to speak up and share your thoughts, you as a leader or a speaker. It is your thoughts about those things that actually create those feelings of calmness and confidence. And when you give yourself a contained amount of time to prepare and practice trusting yourself more, not only will you feel more confident and be able to execute successfully at those meetings and at those presentations or wherever else you're preparing, you will also gain a ton of time. Needing to be 100% prepared is robbing you of your priorities. You simply spend too much time preparing and not enough time getting done the other things that are on your task list. The third priority thief is availability. In an ambitious and balanced life, you cannot always be available. You cannot always prioritize being someone that is available. There is times that you work and are available, and there are times that you do not work and are not available. And you actually get to choose which those times are. But in an ambitious and unbalanced life, there are both. There are both of those times. My client got on a call recently and she said she felt so behind at work. And so when I asked her, okay, well, what's going on? She was like, well, it was just one of those weeks. There's a lot of people that really needed me and I was getting pulled into a lot of meetings. I just wasn't able to get my work done. So I had to work late. She went on and on and on, right? She was prioritizing, listen, she was prioritizing being available is really what went on. She was not closing her door, turning off her messaging, not checking email. She was not telling people she wasn't available. She was just letting people pull her into meetings. That was on her. No one holds you and says, you must go to this meeting, right? You make a choice to either go or not go. This could be a whole nother conversation around if she should have worked late to make up for that time that she had lost getting pulled into meetings. We could talk all about that because remember, you have to have time where you are off every single day. And your brain cannot keep thinking the solution is just to log back on later and finish your work. As long as that is the solution, you will always allow yourself to be pulled into meetings and pulled into other people's priorities more than you want because your brain just says, well, I can log back on later. And then, of course, when you log back on later, you are taking the priority of rest, of resting your brain, of being with your partner, of feeling connected to your partner, of being present, of having fun, heck, maybe even being spontaneously intimate. Oh my gosh, could that happen? Can't tonight. I got to log back on later, right? You're robbing yourself of that opportunity. This happens because you are prioritizing being available to other people instead of what you actually prioritize, which is rest and fun and time off. You know what amazes me is that I often have this conversation with my clients about what percentage of meetings they're in that are actually necessary and which meetings they could actually opt out of because other people are in that meeting, so you really don't need to be a part of it. It's kind of redundant, or maybe it's just not a valuable use of your time, or it's not really your priority right now. It can kind of be pitched down the line later. And so when I ask this question of my clients, I often hear it's like at least 25%. And then if you break that down into hours, if you're somebody that spends half of your time in meetings, let's say, which is, I would say, is on the low side for a lot of managers, right? Let's just say, though, you spend 20 hours a week in meetings and a quarter of those meetings you don't need to be in, you just bought back 5 hours of your week. You do not need to be available for every meeting and every request that comes in. It is robbing you of your actual priorities and tasks that need to get done. All right, the last priority thief we're going to talk about here today, the fourth one, is responsiveness. Now, that is the feeling that you just need to get back to someone right away, right? Promptness is another way of saying this. I have a client that works for another client that is consistently emailing her and messaging her during her off hours and like during the weekend and during the evenings. And she's worked with this client for many years now. So she's built this rapport with them and this relationship with them now. And so she tells me it's a lot better than it used to be before. But for many, many years, she has just simply given in to that urge to respond back right away. Now, we could again have another conversation about whether she should really be checking her emails and messages during off hours. When you join Ambitious and Balanced, I am not going to let you do that. Just so you know, when you're off, you're choosing to be off. Okay, we're going to be working on that. That's a whole nother conversation. But she was checking emails and messages and she was getting sucked into responding. And so then what happens? When you respond to someone after hours, what happens? You get a response back, of course. And now you're going back and forth, spending way more time than you actually wanted to in this whole exchange, taking away, in this case, from your priorities of your personal time, right? Time for yourself, time for your family, time for your marriage. How much time would you gain back if you stopped feeling the need to get back to someone, anyone, right away, when you just let go of the idea that you need to be prompt? And I asked her that, actually. I asked her point blank. I was like, hey, what would happen if you just simply stopped responding during your off hours to this client you've spent years responding to in your off hours? And she said, at this point, she was like, nothing really. And I said, well, do you think your company would actually lose them as a client? And she was like, no. I was like, well, then why do you do it? Her response? She said she felt more prepared for the next day or for Monday. And again, we come back to that need to feel prepared. Here's another example of how it's robbing you of your priorities and your time off. Okay, so most of that was talking about like being responsive during your off hours. Let's talk about being responsive during your work hours, right? When somebody messages you during your workday and you're in the middle of doing something else, you're in the middle of maybe your heads down time that you have set aside to like get a project done and get it completed. That's one of those time blocks we are going to work on in Ambitious and Balanced. You're actually going to decide those work blocks and then you're going to learn how to keep to them when you join the program. Okay. But let's just say you're in one of those. You're like, I got to get this thing done. I got to get it done by the end of the hour. I'm going to send it in. Somebody messages you. You do not have to respond back to them right away. Did you know that? You don't have to. When you stop being responsive, guess what? People get more resourceful. They trust themselves to make more decisions. They fail more and then learn from that failure and then get better. The whole team becomes more resourceful when you stop being so responsive to everyone's requests and messages. There was a study that was done. I find this absolutely fascinating. Study done about productivity. I was looking at the numbers just to refresh myself, but I read this whole study at one point. Studies show that this is mind-blowing. Wait till you hear this. It takes up to 23 minutes for your brain to get back on track once you've allowed yourself a distraction, like answering somebody's text or message, or like checking social media for 30 seconds or a minute, okay? 23 minutes of lost productivity. Okay, so essentially, you're working on a particular task, a message comes in, or somebody walks into your door, you just kind of feel the urge because you're kind of stuck right now to like log on to social media. You just do that for a minute or two. And so your brain thinks you've only lost a minute or two checking social media, or only a minute or two when somebody walked into your door, into your office, or a minute or two while you kind of quickly answered somebody's message. But studies show it takes 23 minutes to get back to the same level of productivity you were at before that distraction. You have to refocus your mind. You have to reorient your thoughts. You kind of have to regain that momentum. And all of that adds up in time, right? Sometimes as much as 23 minutes. It is no wonder that so much time is being wasted. Listen to this. It's literally a thief of your time by being somebody that is prioritizing responsiveness. All right, four priority thieves: the need to be on time, the need to be prepared, the need to be available, and the need to be responsive. If I wanted to say this in a little bit of a different way, it is your people pleasing, which is the need to be available, the need to be responsive, even the need to be on time. And then your perfectionism, that is the need to be 100% prepared, and for sure, that need to be on time. Those two things are robbing you of your time and your ability to stick to your priorities. My friends, I am going to help you overcome your perfectionist and people-pleasing habits. It is essential if you're going to create an ambitious and balanced life. In the group, I'm going to help you with this in two ways. Okay, I'm going to teach you the skill set of overcoming the urge to be available and on time and responsive. Those are the people-pleasing tendencies, right? I'm going to teach you how to overcome the urge to perfect and to be 100% prepared. It is that overwhelming urge that is getting in the way of you following through with your priorities and prioritizing in the way that you want. And I'm going to teach you a very specific process and how to do this. And we're also going to tailor it specifically to you. So that's one of the major things we're going to do in this group. The second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to help you lessen the amount of times those urges pop up, right? You are literally not going to feel the need to be on time as much. You're not going to feel that pull. You will not feel the need to always be 100% prepared. You will not feel as much that need to be available and responsive. Now, I'm not going to say those urges are going to go away. Not at all. That's near impossible to get rid of some of those urges. You're just going to have a tool set on how to overcome those urges when they show up. And I'm going to help you make sure that they don't show up so much so that sticking to your heads down time, sticking to your work hours, saying no, sticking to the time that you said you were going to go to that yoga class or meet your friends or spend time with your partner, your ability to stick to your priorities, however you've decided them, is going to get infinitely easier. This is so good. You are not going to want to miss this group. I am only taking 10 women into this first cohort. And not only are you going to learn all of these tools and then practice them with me in the group for 3 months, but for this first cohort, I'm not sure if I'm going to do this again, but for this first cohort, I am offering to you continued support for the rest of 2025. We are going to meet weekly for 3 months and then monthly for an additional 10 months, which is going to get you all the way through next year. The investment is $2,000 and there is monthly payment options if you need that. I am just so pumped in this group getting going. The doors are going to close on September 20th. And our first call is September 29th. It's coming up, my friends. You're not going to want to hesitate. It is time for you to schedule that 30-minute consultation call with me to see if you are a perfect fit for this program to be one of the first 10. You could go to my website, www.RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com, and then look for the link that says group coaching and get all of the details and get on my calendar for that 30-minute consultation. All right, working moms. I cannot wait to get going. I can't wait to talk to you next week. And until then, let's get to it. Hey, working moms, thank you for being a part of this community. If you're listening to this podcast, it's because you are a career-driven, goal-focused, ambitious working mom that is looking for more support and practical tools to balance life. Where you're in the right place, and it has been an honor to support you through this free podcast. But I want more women just like you to get the support they need through this resource. And the best way you can help me do that is by rating and reviewing this podcast. When you rate and review, it makes its way into the algorithm and then it recommends the podcast to more amazing, ambitious women just like yourself. I thank you in advance. And until next week, let's get to it.